6:16 now in the morning show. Doug Wagner with you on a Thursday, September 25th of 2025. We do have some haze and light fog out there. Make sure you're turning your lights on manually when you get in your car, off manually when you reach your destinations. Low beams, please. Take extra time to get to your destination. Leave plenty of distance between you and the vehicles around you. Light fog 52 in Cedar Rapids and Davenport, 54 in Hayes in Iowa City. Hayes 48 in Waterloo and 52 degrees clear skies in Dubuque on the morning show. You may not have known about this, but the Trump administration and the FDA seized nearly $90 million worth of illicit e-cigarettes by way of China right here in the Midwest in Illinois. Seriously, the HHS said this enforcement action is part of the FDA's broader aggressive strategy against childhood vaping. Joined on the Denny's Automotive and Muffler Center newsmaker line by the executive director of the Tobacco Law Enforcement Network, Richard Marianos. Richard, good morning to you. I appreciate you taking the time to join us and explain to my listeners here on the morning show just how impressive this bust is.
Good morning, Doug, and audience out in the Quad Cities. I appreciate your time. This is a significant arrest. And this is a significant move by law enforcement to disrupt an international criminal network that's being sponsored by criminals in China that is coming into the United States, being sold at these vape shops, and being distributed to our children. There's a classic line of a group of high-value targets that are now pushing a product to our kids. And an arrest of this nature was up in Bensonville, Illinois, a nine-iron shot from O'Hare that demonstrates how illegal and how much is being brought into this country.
Yeah, it's remarkable when you think about this. To put this in perspective, this $86.5 million that was interdicted, I mean, that's quite a bit of material. And I mean, when you start thinking about, you know, what these vapes cost, and these were meant to go to legitimate vape shops, but they were illegally brought into the United States. Is that correct?
Well, that's a difficult question, and it's kind of like a loophole. When you talk about, you know, a legitimate product, the legitimate products are the ones that are granted authority or are registered with the FDA to be used for tobacco harm reduction, to get people away from combustible cigarettes. That was their original design. And for the most part, I'm not a smoker, but I do understand smoking. You know, there's so many studies out there that smoking kills. These products that were seized, though, were 100% contraband. They're all illegal. They're all used by kids. And the ones that there's no regulation, and they're polluting the minds of our young adults.
It's remarkable. Talk to me a little bit about the Tobacco Law Enforcement Network, the group of which you're the executive director.
Put this together, and thank you for mentioning that. What a group of people that work tobacco crimes or use tobacco contraband in their portfolio or investigations are also looked at these types of criminals. If you would have told us all, you know, 10, 20 years ago that this is what we'd be doing, because a lot of us are gang guys, gun guys, violent crime guys, high-level narcotics investigators, we would have probably, you know, laughed at you. But as we see that these vape crimes and these vape shops, and I should, you know, quote me on this, the illegal vape shops are the new face of violent crime. And it's evident. If you go on your phone today and you put in vape store crimes, September 2025, it's a list upon list upon list of locations that have been hit by not only the federal government, by local police, where they're recovering guns, drugs. They're doing trade-based money laundering.
Yeah.
It has replaced your corner dope spot to now your licensed narcotics dealer in a corner store. And it's very, very dangerous because people are going in there and not understanding, you know, what they're encountering. Just recently, DEA did a tremendous, tremendous job in an Operation Laredo where they found a tunnel inside one of these vape shops that they were from what I understand, a plan to go into the border to traffic contraband and illegal material.
Wow.
And when it was all said and done, if you look at the guns, the firepower, the amount of money in these operations, it's not just a mom-and-pop operation. And that's what's important for our organization, is to demonstrate the difference between the responsible vape seller and the, what I call right now, the career criminal that is just preying on the community.
This is remarkable stuff. And Richard Marianos, thank you so much for joining us on the behalf of the Tobacco Law Enforcement Network. I've got the URL up in the show notes so people can pop over and see what is going on with that. Thank you for your hard work and trying to make sure that this stuff stays out of the hands of our children. And have a good weekend, would you please, sir?
You too, and to your listeners, have a safe weekend also.
Will do. It's Hawkeye Homecoming Weekend, 6:22 now in the morning show. Happy Thursday, September 25th.